Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What would be worse than hitting a guy in the nuts?
Sticking your finger up his ass.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
So what about the mafia chick?
Oh, that's
she was sad. Married to a mafia guy over in the old country. She started dating a guy and put it on Facebook or whatever a year later.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, she was fed to you. No, woo. Woo's it? Remember Deadwood? They used to feed the pigs. Woo's
yeah,
a woo?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking
fed to the pigs,
cold-blooded.
Cut up and fed to,
yeah, that is.
Well, let me tell you, the mafia over there is like not too much different than the cartels down in there.
No.
You know?
They're fucking vicious, man. But that is a pretty good way to fucking get rid of shit.
Yeah,
no, those big hogs, they fucking chew bones and everything.
There's fucking nothing left. I'm surprised they get fucking caught still.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that scene in that movie Snatch where the guy's going down exactly how they can break down bone and how long it takes them to fucking process.
Yeah.
Like 30 pigs can get rid of a human body in like fucking 8 hours
or
something.
Oh my God.
That would be a horrible way to go like if you were fed alive.
Well, yeah, if you were fed alive, you have a fighting chance unless
you're
incapacitated.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But here they ran her up with a tractor first. Dragged her up and down with a fucking tractor.
Made sure she was dead.
They killed the fuck out of her, didn't they?
I mean, half her body was probably was probably on the road anyway.
I mean, she was what do you call that, overkill?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hit you in the head with a fucking hammer and then drag your body with a tractor and feed you the fucking pigs.
And it's like, yeah, we'll kind of make it look like an accident because you got hit by
what
a tractor.
Fuck?
Why didn't they just shoot the fucking broad? Like,
yeah, take a strangle and throw her into the fucking pigs.
Yeah.
You know?
Fucking she left kids behind. They didn't give a fuck.
No, they don't care.
That group of Italians, that region, they're a bad fucking
outfit. Was that
Calabrese?
Oh, those Calabrese.
They don't fuck around over there.
No, they don't. But there's so much stuff going on over there.
It's
so corrupt.
You get fucking offed for a drop of a hat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some guy gets the fucking thing. See that guy? Whatever. We want him out.
Yeah.
Out.
Get the zips. Come over.
Right?
So what did it say as far as like why she was taken out by the mafia?
Because she posted a picture on social media of her and her new boyfriend a year after the husband died.
Yeah, and trying to like start a business venture and being out there publicly
and whatever
they were doing.
Yeah. And that's frowned upon.
Yeah.
Apparently. I mean, I don't know.
No, she had land ownership, too, that the mafia wanted.
Yeah. So there was some ulterior motives.
So by hook or crook, they're going to fucking
instead of asking her to give it to him, they fucking...
It seems like she had two or three offenses against her in their eyes.
Yeah.
The thing with the guy.
Over here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Owning
the
fucking
land.
They don't like that. They don't like this.
Yeah. Putting it on social media.
Put on social media, and they said, okay. You're out. Have you heard of this fucking guy, the full Hulk golfer?
Oh, he's fucking
the
nuts.
41-year-old realtor from Ohio with an extensive criminal past that includes arrest, shockingly, for drugs and intent to riot. He once threatened a neighbor in the street wearing only his underwear.
Crazy man.
Now, you think he'd fucking come up to be a man and try to pull that shit?
He's only 5'9". I don't think
I say no.
I don't think he'd do too well.
Did you see him flexing and posing with the fucking Hulk?
Fucking nuts. No, he's definitely fucking mental case.
Yeah, he's fucked up. But you know what's weird about it? Everybody knows he's fucked up. This, that. He's had run-ins. Hell of a golfer.
He's a good golfer.
They say, the article they say he's a fucking, I don't know the number. They said, everybody said he's fucked up. Damn good golfer.
Really?
Guy. Yeah.
Does he throw a mean shoe?
It's kind of like that. They're going, geez, I can't believe it. Could kicking golf, though.
Wow. I love how it says in the headline, intent to riot.
Yeah, I wanted to.
Yeah, that's cool.
I couldn't find a. I wanted to see what that was about. They didn't elaborate on it.
A fucking anarchist.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? If I on the golf course and he came at me like that, I'd have to hit him in the head with a fucking 9-iron.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Fucking smack him
I'd
in the
say,
head.
You know something? I ain't going to fuck around. But be a man. I don't even think he'd pull that shit with
he,
you.
He actually put his hands on people or is he just threatening people?
I don't know if I read that he's actually put his hands
drug
on
problems
anybody.
And but
he's had
stuff.
Several run-ins with the authorities, not surprisingly.
Everyone's had a crazy neighbor, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a neighbor that seems a lot like this guy. This guy was on fucking steroids. And there was a similar thing where fucking he was arrested. He did a bunch of shit. And in his headline, it said that he was seen in the street with no shoes, no shirt, acting crazy. And fucking I got home from work and fucking he punched fucking like the door fucking off of the hinges, punched through the glass. And there's a trail of fucking blood going up the whole stairway, and I'm like, is this a fucking crime scene?
Oh,
and I fucking go up, his door's off the hinges. All the cabinet doors are fucking ripped off the hinges, like 30
wow.
punch holes.
Yeah. People go nuts.
The guy, he went totally fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's why everyone needs a gun.
Someone yeah, no shit. Guy, I had no idea. I thought the guy, I was going to go up there and fucking the guy was going to come running out of the fucking corner.
Yeah, you're crazy to even look at
it. But you see this fucking guy, this golfer, that video's been all over the world. People are using it for jokes, this and that. That's the perfect, I'm not saying it is, it's obviously not. That's a perfect contrived one that you make seem fucking real and you throw it out there. It's all fake. Wouldn't that be great? The fucking idiot's probably making fucking money off it.
Fucking nut.
So do you think that that's what this was? That
no,
this was like
I,
almost like a fucking
no, he's certifiable. The guy's
no, this guy's for real. This guy's a
he's
nut
a,
job.
He's a Be A Man fan, by the way.
Oh, is he?
I hope so.
He follows us.
He's known to fly off the handle.
Well, it was over a golf ball that got too close to him.
Right.
He took it and he said, it's my ball now, bitch.
Was he golfing by himself? I mean,
I would imagine.
He can't possibly have a friend, this guy.
Yes. Speaking of hulks on the golf course, Be A Man, your boy Minahan has been doing that Ryder's Cup thing for Barstool.
Yeah.
And him and Portnoy have had some fucking.
Oh yeah.
They've been beefing hard.
He was called. He called fucking Portnoy a cunt. They beat that out. But he called. But you know what it is? They argue with each other and then. They're over it. Because, you know, Minahan's nuts. He flies off the handle and he's fine the next minute. And Portnoy, that's, he's like a up and rising star in the company now.
Yeah.
You know, Minahan is just coming, he's doing, involved in
Portnoy's
everything.
Portnoy's fucking national figure. He's on TV shows.
He's amazing.
In the news.
Yeah.
He's a real fucking player.
You know what the thing about Portnoy is? He's like pot carnival barker, but he gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it about so much.
He really does. Yeah. You know? He doesn't come across as this fucking insane intellect, but he is very smart.
Well,
I mean,
Minahan says he's the smartest dumb person or the dumbest smart person he knows. Right. That's what he says about Portnoy.
So did you guys hear about this fucking guy, another guy going for fucking clicks?
Man.
Tourist dies after falling 300 feet while climbing ladder bridge at popular Instagram photo spot.
I hate heights.
I don't do heights at all.
I mean, I look at that picture there and it makes me nervous a little bit.
Me too.
It's like just looking at the picture.
Oh my God. Yeah. Who would fucking do such a stupid thing?
Crazy. Sometimes I go to like the edge of a cliff and I want to jump off.
No.
I want to jump off. I get like nervous. I like want to jump.
Yeah, I do the same thing, Be A Man.
Right? You get nervous and like want to jump, like you don't know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you get that weird feeling.
But by the same token, when a guy like this goes down, I go, well, I'm sorry. I can't really feel too bad about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is somebody that fucking, he went on a goddamn expedition. He fucking got Sherpas to help him get up to the fucking
Sherpa.
Like, you know, he's fucking, he's going out of his way. He spent thousands of dollars to fucking go to this fucking place so he could do this thing for social media.
Well, can't you, what do you call it? Photoshop the fucking thing. And I might do
that's what
you
I do.
Then? Will you do that for me?
Jump
me
on the
there.
Fucking green screen.
I'm
going to
go. I don't know what this fucking problem this guy had. I did it. No problem. Look at me. I'm doing it.
So you're going there. So you're basically, by making that decision, you're saying that you can't live without fucking social media clicks. That social media, that fucking getting hits on your YouTube video is more important to you than life itself.
Was that in America? He's from Britain or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was Sherpa. It was over. overseas if it was a Sherpa.
No, I made up the Sherpa thing.
Oh, okay.
But
it was in America?
I'm not sure exactly where it was.
But I know he was from Britain, I believe.
He fell to his doom, as they say, right?
Yep, it was in the Austrian mountains, BMM. Oh,
okay.
How about if that was you? How stupid it would be. Like, you know, your father, John, yeah, what about him? You know what happened? Dead. He tried to climb up a fucking rope ladder that he flew to just so we get an Instagram picture, and he fell off.
Yeah, it's like, haven't you seen the fucking people climbing the rope ladder at the fucking carnivals? Nobody wins that game.
Yeah, you turn on the other side.
Yeah, you top out, you fucking spin over, and you're fucking dead.
That's crazy.
Look at this is one thing. Even like say the Grand Canyon, there'll be at least 5 dead a year, fucking trying to get the picture close to the edge, right?
Oh yeah, there is a lot of people
that always seems to happen. In. You hear about fucking honeymoon couples, the man and the woman go overboard.
Yeah,
they're trying to get the perfect fucking shot.
Been married 2 days.
I have to. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh.
Yeah, I still wonder, like, if this guy is just, like, an outdoor enthusiast or an extreme sports guy or something like that, or is he just some regular fucking Joe that says, I want to do that. I want to do that for fucking clicks. Like, who are these people that are doing this fucking stupid shit?
Well, that's apparently a lot of people do it, like a lot of athletes. Wasn't a guy in a ballerina outfit or something hanging off there, some world-renowned athlete?
Yeah.
Wasn't there anyone to say, this is a bad idea.
So you got to hold your phone with one hand, hold on with the other hand, and take a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you got to take a selfie on the fucking thing.
Oh, no. I don't do fucking heights whatsoever.
How about if he knew he was going to die, but he took the selfie anyways?
Right?
Yeah.
How about if he was masking? How about if it was really suicide? He said, fuck this. I'll go out in grand style.
He wanted his family to be able to collect the insurance money.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's a global fucking discussion.
Yeah, but I mean, here I am saying the guy's a fucking idiot, and maybe he just had a fucking heart of gold. And he was trying to take care of his fucking
family.
Maybe he had
terminal cancer and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, and he was just like, fuck it, I've always wanted to go to the Austrian mountains and climb a fucking rope ladder bridge.
See, these are the things we wish for him.
Yeah.
Because the reality of what he did is like, he's a fucking idiot. We want to feel bad for him in some way.
If you're going to kill you, how would you kill yourself if you're going to kill yourself?
You mean if you ask me?
Yeah.
I think I'd have you strangle me to death.
It'd work out for both of us.
And I know we've said it before, but I think John is onto it. I think the scheduled assassination.
Right.
Well, the unscheduled assassination. You pay someone to fucking take you out.
You hire a hitman.
Yeah, you're getting a sausage on the side of the fucking street, and you get fucking, somebody drives by and kills you. Like,
I don't like the idea because it'd be like, just stressful wondering when you were going to get it. I would just get a gun and fucking blow my brains out.
Direct deposit.
But at least if you're assassinated to the survivors, he was gunned down gangland style. Or something cool like that.
Shot behind the ear with a .22. Right. Fucking bullet bounces off your
brain. He was found slumped over the wheel of his vintage fucking caddy. Two in the hat.
Yeah, it's like you have these guys that, like, that's how they went down. They went down fucking gangland style. And then this fucking goofy prick fucking dies on a ladder bridge.
Because he wants to be on fucking Instagram reels.
Get murdered by a fan. Be a man.
Yeah. Yeah, let me see. How many fucking different times do I want to try to fucking kill myself by falling off a fucking rope?
If I was going to get murdered, how would you want to get murdered?
Well, I know I don't want to be stabbed to death, okay?
I want to get stabbed to death.
Do you? Yeah. How many times before you bleed out?
Like 40.
So you would want the full-blown prison shanking? Just like walking down a tight hallway and everybody on either side of it is just
gunning
you? I want
a fan to jump on stage and fucking stab me to death.
It'll be great. I approve now. If you want it, I'll go for it.
So one person, multiple stab wounds, or multiple people?
Like 3 or 4 people.
But you know what would be cool? So when they talk about you in the future, they go, they were stabbing the shit out of him, but he took 3 with him. he fought to the bitter end. That would be cool.
Yeah. I mean, you still have more of a fighting chance taking a couple of fucking doinks than if you get shot, you know?
Yeah.
You get the fucking adrenaline going and fucking...
How about the broad that fucking almost died in the outhouse? She dropped her Apple Watch in there, went in it. Couldn't get out. I was probably trying to climb over. It was too slimy. You're probably drowning in there.
Sad case. I mean,
if you have an Apple Watch, you have an Apple phone, right?
Yeah.
And the Apple Watches are like $200 now.
Yeah.
At that point, I'd let it go, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a loss. It's a loss.
Right?
It went in the drink. It's a loss.
Yeah.
Especially that particular drink. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous to put yourself in that position over that. That's fucking the most toxic thing on earth.
Ugh.
We've talked about it. It's fucking poison to the human being.
Ugh. But I mean, as far as outhouses go, it actually looks kind of nice. It looks like there's probably like some tiles in
there. Well, that looks like something you see up in like the Mite Mountains, maybe. Some areas up there. It's just like a fucking toilet with a big hole.
Yeah.
With a, you know, fucking just a, probably 500 gallons of shit and fucking piss and toilet paper and everything else.
If it was a porta potty, I might have, if I was with my friends, go, let's tip it over, we'll drain the fluid out.
Yeah.
Then get a metal hanger, we'll pick up the watch, but, put the fucking hanger, make a hook.
Isn't the watch all done after it gets wet anyways?
I mean, do you really want it back after you have other people's piss and shit on it?
Yeah, like, are you supposed to take the thing out of the piss and shit and then put it in a fucking, in a Tupperware thing with fucking rice? like it's been through piss and shit. Rice isn't gonna save it now.
Once it gets wet, it's all dead, like a all done like a phone. I think.
Right? And how about if you do save it, right? You put it back on.
Yeah.
You're gonna look at it and go, I remember I took that big fucking shit off this watch and cleaned it up. Is that what you're gonna think of for the rest of your life?
If you look between in the little cracks in the. You look and say, oh, does that little piece of shit I didn't get out of?
That's, or you your friend, see this watch?
Smell it.
I rescued it from a fucking outhouse fucking toilet.
How about you fucking put it on, you're talking into it, and you're like, smells like shit a little bit.
Yeah, the heads of the screws that keep the band on are filled with shit.
Yeah, a little fucking...
little cross.
Here's the deal, man. Even if it miraculously did come back, it's only short-lived because the insides are burning and rotting away from all that toxicity, the corrosion, which will take effect in a short time. Right?
Yeah.
So that's happened to me. The fucking iPod came back. I go, I got it. I fixed it. A day later, fucking for good, gone.
We don't know if they got the watch or if she survived.
But I mean,
she
got
fucking stuck.
Yeah, she got stuck. They had to rescue her and take her to the hospital. So we don't know if they got the watch or if she lived. She could have fucking drowned in fecal matter.
Imagine that's how you go out. You were trying to save fucking $180 on fucking discount, trying to save a fucking Apple Watch in a pit of shit, and that's how you died, surrounded by brown fecal.
That was like the last straw for George Foreman. Did you see the movie, Tons?
No.
Right?
Yeah.
That was the last straw.
That's right.
He was hiding from the cops, and he was jumped into like a fucking cesspool or something by accident.
Oh, yeah.
And he got out and he was like, that was like the last straw. He went to the Peace Corps after that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of shit changes you.
Oh, my God.
Like those prison escapes when they go through the shit pipe.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just do the life sentence. Thank you.
Speaking of prison.
Ooh.
How about the woman riot?
Oh yeah.
Now,
nice fucking segue, man. Well,
the information we have, it says 41 dead, but I checked the news today. There's like 46 dead.
Really?
Yeah.
What fucking death toll expected to rise?
They have a gang down in the women's prison called Barrio 18, and you had to give up the name of somebody. So somebody on the, and they would give it to the Barrio 18, and somebody on the outside would go murder or rob. Do something to the person you named. If you didn't give them a name, they killed you or came after you.
Unbelievable.
So this Barrio 18 started like fires and a riot, and most of the girls burned to death. They were in prison. It was a horrible thing. Do you see anything on TV?
No, I haven't. But
the video was incredible. 46 dead. Only like 6 injured.
Right.
Right.
It's weird. Right.
Yeah. So they said that the guards were overcome, but they weren't hurt. So it was a bad job.
Yes. But they're rioting in the streets, cops letting people go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking prison. You know what? If they make the decision to riot as a unit, they're going to fucking do it.
Yeah, they're going to overpower.
Right? They're just going to keep coming in fucking numbers.
It's like a human wave.
But these Central American prisons are an entity unto themselves. We've all seen that famous one from El Salvador, whatever.
Yeah.
MS-13 in there.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You think they're going to riot anytime soon?
No shit.
If they get one fucking moment of freedom, it's on. Right?
I haven't seen it. Was that on Netflix?
No, no. This is, I guess, you see the news clips. You ever seen them all stacked together?
Oh,
the
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
hardcore. Yeah. Fucking thousands upon thousands of gang members arrested and stacked in this fucking place. More than filled the capacity. But they hardcore fucking treatment.
Oh, yeah.
They treat them like labor. Shit. They're chained up. They're all fucking in like in a unit form, like almost spooning each other in a line.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's fucking brutal.
Jesus.
I'm expecting to read about a fucking riot there anytime.
Like Midnight Express?
You think you can survive in a Turkish prison?
Oh, how about the fucking spikes with the brain?
Oh.
Yeah, it's still my fucking worst nightmare.
How about Papillon?
Fucking Papillion?
Yeah.
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
Papillon with Steve McQueen, right?
Yeah.
Dustin
Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, yeah. There was a, who the hell were they?
I don't fucking remember. In a fucking
India
prison.
India or somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere like that.
Yeah, they're in prison over there. A lot of good prison movies throughout the years.
Prison's a strong subject matter.
Yeah.
It really is. I like a good prison film.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like watching the fucking horrible prison shows. Like instead of watching horror movies, that's what I watch.
Yeah.
I watch like 40 Days In and fucking like
Scared Straight, stuff like that.
You know, that's a nice depressing week of TV. You sit there and watch all death row stuff.
Oh yeah.
Interviews with death row killers.
Very grim.
Death row. Talk about fucking grim. They show the guy Billy Joe fucking Watson. Show his fucking shack he grew up in Arkansas. You know what I mean? Yes, and then he's sitting doing fucking life. Expected to be put down.
He was
about,
such
how about
a normal
the Green
guy.
Mile?
That was good.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Just remember the guy fucking crying.
Yeah.
The big dude.
Yeah, he
croaked.
He died.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He's croaked.
Well, that was kind of a knockoff of the other one.
Yeah, he was fucking juiced up. Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, Shawshank, they say, is a lot of people ranked as the best.
Yes.
The people's choice, I think. It is.
It's the highest rated thing on IMDb.
Yeah.
Any movie. Number one. 9.9 or something.
I think I watch a movie once and that's it.
Yeah, one timer.
I got to watch it again.
Joey one timer?
Yeah.
I watch him all the time. I watch them all the time. I watch Wolf of Wall Street maybe twice a year, just randomly.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just what I really enjoyed, but only went one time on it.
So
good. The movie. That was like 10 years ago, right?
When I was a kid in the heyday of fucking Scorsese, De Niro, like Raging Bull.
Yeah.
20 times maybe I saw it. Those
Raging
movies.
Bull's great.
Mean Street, King of Comedy, all through that era.
Yeah.
Multiple viewings, but as I've grown older, I've become more indifferent. They go,
there's so much out there now.
Fucking hammered.
There's too much out there to choose from.
So like the other day, Scorsese came out on this whole like crusade against fucking franchises and comic book movies and stuff, and he starts dropping directors' names of people that are like carrying the torch, and he's like, you know, people like Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan did the fucking Batman trilogy, you dipshit. And you're trying to use him like he's so anti-superhero movies that
those are fighting words of Tonzo.
He feels cinema is dead with that kind of thing.
Tonzo likes all the that's Tonzo's thing.
You I don't do those movies.
No, it's not really my thing, but like I like
sad movies of
I like movies that have sad endings.
I like southern gothic depressed fucking murder scenarios.
Yeah. I mean, I like them all, but it's like, dude, there was a time period where cinema was popular. It's not now. So, it's unfortunate that not everybody is fucking fully cultured and fucking like this new generation. They want fucking computer graphics and they want this and that. That's what they grew up with.
He should understand that. Even though he doesn't like it, I get it, right?
Yeah.
But like, dude, this is what the fuck's happening.
Yeah, he's got to
This is what's happening, man. Accept it or fucking get pushed
aside.
He's got
to be late 70s, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Close to 80.
Yeah.
He's an energetic little prick. His new movie looks good. That one I'll go see.
Yeah.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
That's so like Leo's a Southern it, right? Grimm. Right?
Yeah, that's right up my alley. And what's her name? The editor, his longtime editor, said it's De Niro's greatest performance out of the many fucking great ones he's done.
I feel like he needs a bounce back because I feel like he wasn't that good in The Irishman. And I feel like
How many times did you see The Irishman?
Dude, it's 4 hours, man. I only watched it once. But yeah. I think I'm a one-timer.
Well, you know what I did with that? Because when I sit in the couch, I'm all done. You know, it was during COVID that came out.
Yeah.
So I watched like 1 hour a night for 3 nights. But they say, I've heard it from more than one person, if you watch it a second time, it's a lot better.
Yeah. I'm going to have nothing else fucking
solidarity.
Cooking.
Yeah. Remember Pachisio? Solidarity.
You sound just like him, B-A-Man. Wouldn't that be fucking crazy if B-A-Man was just a balls-on impressionist this whole time?
Right. Added to his fucking repertoire. Did you also know I do impressions?
Hotline. B-A-Man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
All right, B-A-Man hotline. This first one comes to someone that was that enjoyed our pets episode.
My dad used to have this way of training dogs so they'd stop shitting in the house. Like most people used to, remember you'd take the dog's nose and you rub it in the dog shit, and that's supposed to cure the dog from shitting in the house? My dad never did that. You know how, like, when you feed a dog, you get that scoop, and you fucking scoop the dog food out of the box and you dump it in the dog bowl? My dad, what he used to do, dog shit, if the dog shit over there on the rug, he would take that dog scoop, he'd scoop the dog shit, or no, I'm sorry, he'd scoop the dog food and pour it on top of the dog shit. He would just pour it right there. And then, like, the dog had to fucking eat his food right off the top of its own shit. And after enough, it'd do it like 2 or 3 times. And every time, you'd dump the dog food right on top of the dog shit. And after about 3 or 4 times, dog stopped shitting in the house. It would shit outside. And then, like, you would put the food back in the bowl. Like, you'd cure him of it. Pouring dog food on top of dog shit. It works.
If a dog shit in the house, I would just fucking throw him outside.
Right.
So
he'd be an outside dog.
Yeah.
Some may consider that man draconian measures.
Yeah.
But I'm all for it. I mean, that's old school-ish. That's something my old man would do.
Yeah.
If it cured the problem. I mean, that fucking dog, she's got up there shitting in the fucking house.
Ugh.
Every shit takes 2 years off my life. I'm so bothered by it. I scream two things back to back. I go, I'm fucking shit in the house again.
Is that the young dog?
Both of them. And then my next line is, I ain't fucking cleaning it up. I say that 12 times a week.
Yeah, but you got to address that, though.
What
you kind of have to think shit.
Why
forever.
Should I live this way?
No, I know it.
Yeah, that's
Phil,
true.
This proves how fucking stupid animals really are. I'm sorry.
Why you should have to live in shit.
Right. I mean, I've seen dogs eat their own shit anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For no reason, with no food on it.
Yeah, bumps you out, doesn't it?
Yeah, they just, yeah.
How about a guy goes, you see how smart my dog is? You peer around the corner, you see it eating its own shit. You go, really? He looks real smart.
This girl I went out with had a dog used to eat, like, gravel. Used to fucking shit gravel.
What the fuck's
wrong? Shit it out. It's like...
Fucking idiot.
That's because their brain is the size of a fucking pea. They don't understand.
Kind of like me.
This guy enjoyed the football episode, and he's pretty pumped up.
Be a man, baby. Playing some Whitney Houston on a casual Tuesday night. And it got me thinking. Let's think about the fall, the football, and the crisp air. Couple things. One, what was your favorite football memory? And two, do you miss the looseness of the girls and the females that would just let themselves loose for us jock men in high school? Senior year, right? Linebacker, probably a stud. Give us a story, buddy. Let's go. Whitney Houston on repeat.
What was the second part?
I had trouble with fucking football.
The first part, you want to know football memories. I mean, I think my favorite football memories is watching games with my uncles when I was growing up, when I was young. 50-yard line all the way.
Jock seems to be first in line for all the hot poontang. It's fine, pretty much, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty Unless much. You're the fucking dark anti-hero with the long fucking coat in the
little,
corner.
The little cheerleader is like 5 feet tall. Right. The spinners with the fucking nice legs.
Unless you're the fucking bad boy with the cigarette and the fucking dice and the fucking mirror.
They like that, too. They like the bad boys.
But yet you're fucking ripped at the same time. You know, fucking pushover.
Like Pony Boy.
We got one more story here from Dallas. It just says AI star shit. So let's see what happens here.
Hey, be a man. I got a wild roadside shit story for you. I was fixing to go on an 8-hour road trip one day, and the night before I felt really hungry. So I digged into my cabinet and found the 8-pack of fiber chocolate protein bars. Little did I know, but the makers of these bars put cocaine in these, and I ended up eating the whole entire box that night. So the next morning when I got up to go on the trip, my stomach was the size of a fucking watermelon. But I figured I'd tough it out throughout the entire trip. She, you not, no pun intended, 2 hours in, I started to feel the bloat. And all of a sudden, my ass started to feel like a cannon and started blowing off ass gas. And this was in my friend's car, so their poor seat was assaulted by my asshole. I decided to pull over and go to a nearby Starbucks to go drop the big mud dragon in the bathroom. After a long, excruciating 45-minute battle of trying to squeeze this turd out of my anus, I decided to press on my stomach to give it some velocity. And that was the cue of the gates of hell opening. And a huge dinosaur turd came out of my ass and practically broke the toilet off the wall when it splashed. I would hate to be the poor bastard to head to use that toilet after me. More of the story, make sure you keep an eye on your intake of fiber.
Wow. So it was fiber bars with what in it?
He said cocaine.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was maybe it was like an autocorrect or a spell correct in the text
maybe
that was
coconut?
Sent to us.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I bet you that's what it was.
Yeah, coconut, right? Can make you go.
That would make sense. Yeah.
He blew out his sphincter.
Yeah, because what power bars are you getting that have cocaine in them?
Yeah, right.
I want them. If they sold those things, I'd fucking have a couple in my drawer.
Good.
I'd be
That guy fucking was an eloquent writer, whoever wrote that. And gave it to Dallas.
Very vivid.
The vividness, the fucking word usage. I can't compliment it enough.
I felt like I was there.
Right? But vivid. Vivid detail.
Wouldn't it be a softer shit if it was fiber? He said it was like a big turd. Big dinosaur turd.
Yeah, well, the coconut might maybe that kind of fucking like ropes it in, like it solidifies it.
You got to get that turtle head to come out first and foremost.
Yeah.
And then
you
can maybe try to coax it out of you.
Because the coconut is very dense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a laxative or not.
Well, that's why I was saying if it was cocaine, they'd mix it with baby laxative and Ocetol. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
So if it was cocaine, there's a laxative when they cut it.
Oh, yeah, that's how they do it.
Be a man. Experience!
People that are dying for fucking goddamn Instagram clicks. You have people that are fucking reaching into fucking shitty, filthy outhouses for goddamn $200 fucking Apple Watches.
So just a lot of this is social media driven.
Yeah,
a lot of these stories social media driven.
Right.
The girl was on Facebook with the new guy. She got whacked.
Yeah.
Right? The guy wanted to get clicks on Instagram. He fell off a ladder.
Dead.
Fucking dead, right?
Dead.
The other girl had her Apple Watch where she was checking her Facebook. She had to go in and get her fucking watch so she could read her Facebook. I mean, it's all fucking...
Right.
It
gets pulled out by the fucking goddamn jaws of life.
Social media is fucking giving us a lot of material.
Yes.
No shit.
This is a brilliant fucking observation.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience!